The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Who's saying bad things about me? Everybody loves Auntie Vera. Thank you, sweetheart. Yes, I did several shows with Big Fatty on BigFattyOnline.com the week that he was away helping his parents move last week. So thank you for those compliments. And yeah, I don't know about Batman and Robin. Cain and Abel is good, like I said, as long as I can be Cain. Let's do this.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Everybody loves Auntie Vera.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1396 of the BFO for Monday, the 3rd of June, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Oh, yes, Big Freddy, you win again. Hello, Miss Places.
Big Freddy, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you remember? Did you remember on Saturday morning to say rabbit, rabbit? I hope you did. Because, y'all, that was the beginning of the month. Or maybe you did a pinch and a punch. Or whatever. And, y'all, for those of you who are interested over there at the BFO, you know, Big Fatty, on the first day of every month, posts the picture of the artwork from the BFO calendar. So head on over there if you hadn't seen it yet. This one is quite fancy. Quite fancy. Yes, Big Fatty, you're like a movie star. Like a movie star. And anyway, y'all, it is officially air conditioning season here in the Fat Cave. I had to turn on the air conditioners, because y'all, it's hot. It's just hot and humid, and the humidity is what gets you. That's what gets you. Yes, Big Freddy. So you'll be hearing the air conditioner in the background until about October. So if you don't like it, Big Freddy, we know how to unsubscribe. Don't worry. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, I think. That I am going to start off by telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I guess y'all, Friday in the coal mine, y'all, is very quiet. We had a skeleton staff in the coal mine because old Vena, you know, he is down there at the Gadays, or he was. Larry Clark, he was only there, I think he was only there half a day on a Friday. Y'all, it was, there were a couple other people that were out also. And so, y'all, It was one of those days where to be able for everybody to take lunch. Big Fatty didn't get to go to lunch until 2 o'clock on Friday. And y'all, so I came home and I fixed me a little sandwich. I don't know what I had. It doesn't really matter. Y'all, I was sitting here listening to some little shows, and all of a sudden on the grin doctor, brr, brr, hi, and y'all, it was one of my gentlemen callers, and he says, Greg Hardy, are you home? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I am. He says, well, I happen to be near the Fat Cave. Would you like a little afternoon delight? I said, yes. So, y'all, had a little, a visit from a gentleman caller during my lunch hour, Then I was back in the Fat Cave for the last couple hours of the afternoon. And, y'all, it was just, it's amazing. It's amazing how a little humpity bumpity can improve your outlook. Big Freddy, please. Anyway, and y'all then, after the work day, I just decided, because, you know, the Von's East was running the gas card coupon. You know, if you spend $50 worth of on groceries at the Von's East, you can get a $50 gas card for $10 off. And y'all, I heard on the Twitty that Guru Nudie in Tampa, you know, he was calling number 1700, y'all. He took advantage of that over the weekend, and so did Big Freddy. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, do you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. Y'all went back to the Von's East after work on Friday. Because, you know, I hadn't bought any meat. So, y'all, first of all, let me just say something this about the Von's East. Y'all, they rearranged the case where the bacon and the cheese and all is. Y'all, they've mixed it all up, and y'all, they've hidden the Kanaku sausage. So I cannot find the Kanaku sausage anymore. No, Big Freddy, you were very upset about that. And I've looked around. And I even told one of the cassiers that she and I always talk about how good that sausage is. I told her it's vanished. It's gone. So, y'all, I don't know if they just ran out of it or it just got, I don't know what's happening. But anyway, I'll keep you informed on that one. They had what is that? GF Barbecue. Oh, I got some pork skins. Y'all, because you know the pork skins. Did you know this? Pork skins don't have any carbs in them because it's a fried pork skin. So there's no carbs in that. I got some pork skins, you know, as a little snacky snack. I got some Italian sausage. They had the Oscar Mayer thick bacon on sale. So I got, y'all, I got four packages of that. Cause y'all, I was down to my last package of that, in the freezer. I had already pulled it out. I bought, I bought two packages of the ground chuck. It was on sale. They had, boneless pork chops, for half price. Y'all, I got me another thing of Old Spice deodorant. Because, you know, who old as Big Fatty? The Von's yo, doesn't like to smell like Old Spice.
Yes, Big Fatty, just smells like death.
Y'all, I bought me some country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And I did that in honor of the Danburys. Because, y'all, they went to some wedding this weekend, and they had cake.
Yes, Big Freddy, I saw it. It was a lovely cake.
I got sauerkraut. Y'all, I got some boneless chicken cutlets. They were on sale. I got some Parmesan cheese. It was on sale. Because, y'all, I decided I was going to make me some spaghetti. And, y'all, then the Ziploc bags. I had a electronic coupon for those that were expiring on Friday. So I used that, y'all, and then the $50 gas card, y'all. I spent $96.05, and
Big Fatty, the music ran out.
I spent $96.05 and saved $24.81, but y'all, I've still got $50 worth of gas.
Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Make a wish.
Yeah, I guess, y'all, after the going by the Von's East, I went to the box, and y'all, there was God. Y'all, it's a postcard, and it is from Edisto Island, South Kakalaki. Y'all, it's a picture of the mystery tree. And, y'all, it is from old Peter Potamus. That's Apollonius. Y'all, that is some of the Italian spaghetti I made. I just had a bite of it before I started the little show, and it says the mystery tree in the marsh between the beach and the island is this most unusual tree, decorated year-round with anything from a toothbrush to a crema ornament by a mystery person who is unknown and never seen. Oh, dear, I see Big Freddy. It says, hey, Big Freddy, did you know that in the marsh between the beach and the island is the most unusual tree? Peter, what I read to you was what was printed on the card, okay? Now, Peter Potamus has written exactly the same thing. Did you know? Did you know that in the marsh between the beach and the island is the most this most unusual tree is decorated year-round with anything from a toothbrush to a crema ornament by a mystery person who is unknown and never seen. Apollonius, Apollui, a.k.a. Apollonius, a.k.a. Peter Potamus. Yes, Big Freddy, that's lovely. Peter Potamus, that made me giggle. Because, y'all, I hadn't read the card, what he had written on there, until just... Y'all, he ain't right. He just ain't right. Y'all came home and put away the groceries, the meat and everything, and y'all, then for right day night, y'all, I finished off my bottle of it wasn't sangria, what was it that I had gotten? Anyway, whatever that bottle of wine was, finished it off Friday night and got a good night's sleep, watched some programs on the TV machine that I had recoded while I was over in Hatlanta. And then on Saturday, I kind of piddled around the Fat Cave here. And y'all then got my shirt and all, and I decided I was gonna go over to the ATM machine, cause I needed some cash money. Went out, got some cash money, and y'all then I went by the gasoline pump and filled up the Ford Escape, and y'all they had a. And this is where I used the gas card that I got, but they had a thing that if you bought the highfalutin automatic car wash, it would lower the price of your gasoline by 15 cents. Y'all, I was planning on getting the car washed anyway by one of those mechanicals, and so y'all, it was $11, but y'all, it did everything but wipe your butt.
Beep, that's vulgar.
And y'all, I signed up for the car wash, and y'all, I paid with the discount. I paid $3.12 a gallon for gasoline, which although that's terrible, that's pretty good. So then I got the car washed, and then y'all on Saturday evening, Granny and Miss Porter and other folks in the horror club and all, y'all, we were meeting at the Dudley Do-Rights because some of the members from the horror club from up in Myrtle Beach were coming to town. So, y'all, we met them down there, and y'all, I got there about 9:15 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, they were already there. And we had decided we weren't going to get there until 9:30 p.m. in the evening, but I wanted to get there a few minutes early. But y'all, everybody was already there. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. So y'all had some delicious cocktails and just chatted and had a gay old time with those folks. They're such nice people up there in the Myrtle Beach Horror Club. You know, Big Fatty usually takes off around midnight, But y'all, I decided since they were still in town, I would stay a little bit later. And so, but y'all, about 12:30, Granny and Miss Porter and a couple of other folks in the horror club, they said, "Okay, we'll see you later. We're going to go get something to eat." They had all ridden together. And so we said, "Bye-bye. Thank you for calling." And y'all, then about 1 o'clock, about 30 minutes later, Big Fatty says, "Okay, I'm done." And I made my goodbyes and went to the parking garage. And y'all, I pull down, and there's a big long line waiting for people to pay for the parking. And then all of a sudden, the other line opened, and a car in front of me went and got in that line, and I pulled in right behind them. And y'all, all of a sudden, I hear this honking and beeping, and I look over, and there's Granny and Miss Porter in their car, in the initial line waiting to pay. And I rolled the window down. I said, "What the hell? What the hell are you still doing here?" They had lost the car. But y'all, I couldn't believe it. It took them more than a half an hour to find the damn car in the parking garage. I just couldn't believe, y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. And they thought they had parked on the third floor, and they had indeed parked on the second floor. And y'all, but y'all, it's ravages of age. I'm telling you that I probably should have played the medical alert for that, because y'all, when Granny comes to Lost Wages in September, y'all, somebody, we may have to put a GPS device on him so we can find him, because y'all, he's sad. He's just sad. It's just all I gotta say. It's just sad. But then on Sunday, y'all, Big Fatty was all productive. I washed my underpants and everything, and y'all, then I cooked me some Italian spaghetti. And I'm going to have a big plate of that and a solid when I get done. Y'all, I cooked me some green beans and some of those good onions that I like to cook. And y'all, I made some more Brussels sprouts. So y'all, I am set to go. And oh, and I cooked some of that boneless poke with the sauerkraut. So y'all, I've got my meals ready for this week. It's gonna be a feast. It's just gonna be a feast here in the Fat Cave all week long this week. So anyway, and then I was y'all, I was watching the Twitty a lot over the weekend, and y'all, there was one thing that came across, and I thought, well, this is just lovely, and y'all, I think this is wise words, and I think that even that veritable Virgo, y'all, who has more technology problems than the Vaj, yo, if that's possible. But anyway, that veritable Virgo, I think he even retweeted it, and it y'all, it was very simple. It says, "Let go of those things of which you cannot change," or something along those lines. I'm sure it was stated much more eloquently than that. But anyway, oh dear gussie, let go of those things which you cannot change, and y'all. And I mean, it's good words to live by, and Big Fatty needs to remind himself of that every now and then also. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely week. Later Sunday night, we're going to have that State of the Station. And y'all, you know, I was going to play Veda's updates from the G'days, but y'all never called back. But y'all, I got all kinds of twitties from the G'days, and Vonzi, you want to guess what all the twitties said, huh?
Everybody loves Auntie Veer.
No, that wasn't what they said at all. Nope, not even close.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.